our focus heavily on dairy, beef and sheep meat and seafood. All of these things are still very much in play. Usually the harder the issues, the later point in time in a negotiation that they're resolved. So we're in the last 10%, if that, I'd say, but we're on some of the crucial issues and we're trying to get a better deal.
Can you be certain that dairy will get a better free trade deal with China than New Zealand has already?
I don't really want to start speculating about the outcome. It's not a good negotiating technique. Let's just see what happens over the next few weeks. I'm confident that we are in a position to reach a conclusion. No, that's not a certainty, but we are in a position to do so. And I am confident that we're heading towards a very satisfactory outcome. But let's just not count our chickens.
If you're not happy with this deal, at what point do you have the opportunity to walk away?
You know, any country can always walk away, but I just say to you that I'm confident we are heading towards an outcome that will be of very material advantage to Australia. We just want to complete it and make sure it's the best deal we can possibly get. Bear in mind that the negotiations have been going on for 10 years. People who say we're rushing this, you know, I find a bit bemusing, to be honest, because a negotiation of 10 years is ridiculous. And we saw no progress during the Labor years on this deal.
There have been some reports in the media that the government might be considering walking away. Are those reports true?
No, they're not. No, I don't. Look, there's all sorts of wise commentators who don't know what's going on, frankly, but nothing's certain. I've been in business and I've been in trade deals before. Nothing's concluded until it's concluded.
As you say, anything can happen in terms of trade talks and in business. In fact, we saw that recently with China imposing tariffs on coal imports. The mining industry has played down the effect of those tariffs. How big a deal is it for you at the negotiation table, though, with the FTA with China?
Well, all I can say is that we were looking for total elimination across all of our major products, and that remains the objective. Let's see how successful we are on that score. I think, though, that we are in a position to see a very satisfactory outcome for Australia.
With the coal tariffs that China has imposed, will you have to compromise anything in terms of the agriculture deal in order to get mining over the line?
I don't foresee that.
Why not?
Well, I'd have to go into endless points of the negotiation with you, which I can't, but I don't see a need to be trading off agriculture for coal. The bottom line is that the freer a country is and the less protection, the more likelihood that we produce what we're good at and they produce what they're good at and we trade between our nations, and therefore we're better off than if we protect things that we're not good at. And that's the simple principle, and that's the argument I keep putting to the Chinese. If they want to improve their services, at the moment ours are far superior in many areas. We offer a lot if they allow our services into their country to help them upgrade what they do and to move to the domestically focused economy.
Minister, the review of foreign investment in Australian agribusiness seems to have stalled somewhat. Now we're hearing news of dairy farms reportedly going to be sold to Chinese investments in Western Victoria. The review was a hot election issue. Nothing seems to have happened since then. Why not?
Well, that's not true that nothing's happened. I've completed two free trade agreements with two of our major trading partners, South Korea and Japan, where the thresholds for agricultural land sales before the Foreign Investment Review Board looks at them were very much a part of the final agreement, $15 million for land sales and $53 million for agribusiness sales, $53 million.
What do you make of that news, though, that 50 dairy farms are reportedly going to be sold to the Chinese in Western Victoria?
The bottom line is that for nearly 200 years now, Australia has relied on foreign investment to drive, in the main, lots of infrastructure, but a lot of the industry development in Australia. We need to keep pouring money into productivity improvements, into new capital, into new processing operations, into new logistical plants, into new storage operations, so that we can get in that top 2% of the market for high-value dairy products and other products. So there's 4,500 dairy farms. The fact that 50 may be according to news reports, be bought with a lot of other money coming with it to invest in local towns and new processing operations and higher productivity. This is what Australia's been built on, and it's happening again.